Well, good morning and welcome, everybody.
If you looked at a Sunday school lesson, there's a nice little word in there, loyal or loyalty. And I'll tell you how loyalty works. At least in the business world, I'll tell you how loyalty works. My suppliers kind of expect loyalty out of me. What that means is I buy their product, I promote their product, and I pay my bill on time. What I expect out of them is they give me a good product, they ship it when I ask them to, they give me a fair price. We all end the day smiling, I go to bed, night I sleep, and they sleep. That's loyalty. Right? I'll just say my prayer, and we'll dismiss for Sunday school class, and the morning's over, right? Turn your Bible to Psalms 33 for me. I'm going to pick up in verse 8 and read to the end of the chapter. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught, and maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, his thoughts of his heart to all generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is love, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks from the heaven, and beholdeth all the sons of man. From the place of his inhabitation, he looks upon all the habitations of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike, he considered all their ways. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any of his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon him, upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in a famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help, and he is our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trust in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according to as we hope in thee. So, what is loyalty? Or how do we view loyalty? If you look it up in a dictionary, it gives you somewhat of a definition as, you know, faithful to a cause or an idea. You know, faithful to a person. We know our marriage vows. We promise to be loyal to our partners. Too many times, at least in my life, I find myself loyalty involving a 50-50 proposition. I'm loyal to you, but I demand something in return. Psalm 33, in verse 13, it says, God looks down from the heavens. And combining the rest of the verse in a nutshell, God looks down from the heavens, and he does as he wants to, because he's God. What that means is some days our faith gets tested. Some days things don't turn out the way we think they should. Some days medical practices that are supposed to be routine and common go all wrong. Some days jobs that we felt were secure are no longer secure. Where's our faith? Where's our loyalty in our faith? Do we understand it's not a 50-50 proposition? God, I'll give myself to you, but I demand something in return. God looks down from the heavens. God says, I will do as I want to. Do we accept that in our faith? That's loyalty. Let's pray. God, we again want to commit the morning to you, God. We're grateful for each one that came out this morning. God, just bless the Sunday school time. Bless each one of the teachers as they, you know, we look into this lesson. You know, not only loyalty, but betrayal also. God, we pray each one of us can have an open mind, open heart. God, we also pray for those that, you know, lead out here in the worship time and in the sermon, and ask that your blessing on them too. God, inspire us all as we leave here today. God, help us understand, you know, loyalty isn't a 50-50 proposition. You know, it's 100%, despite what comes from the other side. And God, help us to understand that in our faith to you too. In your name we pray, amen.